Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. At the center of it all, Jesus at the center of it all, from beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus, and nothing else matters. Say it.
His name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come on, fill this arena with His name, Jesus. There's just something about Your name. Kings and kingdoms will love.
Oh, lift up your voice to God? Would you call on the name? Yeah, oh, oh, oh. God, we hear you calling. We hear you calling. We hear you calling, Jesus. Can you hear the voice of the Lord?
I hear you calling.
God calling you tonight. Tonight. You can hear the voice of God calling you. Hey, come. Calling you by name. Waiting on you. Would you lift your voice and say, I'm running to you. I'm running to you. I hear you calling. Can you hear the voice of the Lord?
Come wherever you need, wherever you need.
I hear you calling.
He's calling you by name.
He's waiting on you. Just keep believing. Keep on believing, yeah. Come to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Come on, run after him. Aggressively pursue him. Pursue his presence.
Come,
I hear you calling.
I hear you calling.
Come on, give it up.
I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Welcome each and every one of you to Prolific Fire. I pray each of you will be blessed on tonight. I would like to ask you to do me a favor because tonight's message is so serious. I realize that it might not be for you, but if it's not for you, if I know you from Facebook or Twitter, I'm going to post a show there afterwards, and I would like for you to get it to whoever it's for. Because I need this message to get to whoever it's for. It could save somebody's life. That being said, I thank you for doing me that favor. And tonight, the message is entitled, Jesus, the Bondage Breaker. And the foundational text is Mark 5, verses 1 through 20, and I will be reading from the NIV. Jesus restores a demon-possessed man. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me. For Jesus had said to him, come out of this man, you impure spirit. Then Jesus asked him, what is your name? My name is Legion, replied, for we are many. And he begged Jesus again and again, not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on a nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, send us among the pigs. Allow us to get into them. He gave them permission. And the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herds, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Some people tell everything they know. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. And as Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. 20, the last verse. So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. Tonight, it's going to be a little different because God gave me some deep revelations from this text, and I'm just going to give you 25 prolific fire points for your life. Once again, it may not fit your life, but if you know somebody else that this fits, I want you to get this message to them and glorify God in the process. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whoever this message is for, let them hear it, receive it, and, Lord, let their lives be changed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's in them, Lord God, that's not of you, Lord God, let it be released tonight. Let them get delivered and set free on tonight, Lord God. Restore them back to who they were originally in the name of Jesus. Now, keep in mind the text because this is revelation that God gave me from the text. Prolific fire point for your life. Number one, no matter how long you've been bound, you can still come to Jesus. There's no time limit on your freedom. Your freedom is now. Bound, to be confined, trapped, hindered, above one's own control. Number two, when you know Jesus has moved, respond. Three, you've been living in that situation so long, no thing and no one can stop you anymore. Four, the crazy thing is that situation has made you stronger than others because you had to live in it. We can all relate to that. Your hands represent productivity. Your feet represent where you are going. Never let anyone bind your possibilities. Your hand represents your productivity. Your feet represent where you are going. Never let anyone bind your possibilities. 6. A word for somebody. The abuse you suffered has lowered your tolerance level for more. Of the same. It's time for chains to be broken. The abuse you suffered has lowered your tolerance level for more of the same. It's time for chains to be broken. 7. Some of you have literally cried day and night, desperate to get out of your current situation. You've done crazy things you have done things others would consider crazy. This man in the text cried out night and day and cut himself with stones. If you have been tuning into this ministry for some time, you know cutters are close to my heart for whatever reason. They just are. This man in the text was a cutter. Cutters cut themselves because it gives them a temporary sense of release, freedom. Cutters also cut themselves as an act of punishment stemming from self-hatred. If you are a cutter punishing yourself, drop the stone, the freedom you seek. There is a better way. And when I was preparing this message, God just kept showing me somebody's arms. And all I know, it seems to be a man's arms, a Caucasian man. And your arms all scarred up from drug use. Sir, there is a better way. If there's anybody under the sound of my voice, cutting yourself, using drugs and or alcohol, using sex. Yes, you can use sex in the wrong way. Everybody having sex is not because they want it. They're just trying to escape something else. So if you're using sex, et cetera, I want you to know God hears your cry for help. 9, once again, we can all relate to this. When you are not strong enough to say, help me, your lifestyle cries out on your behalf. God hears you. When you are not strong enough to say, help me, your lifestyle cries out on your behalf. God hears you. This man in the text was crying out for help, and nobody bothered to find out how he became demon-possessed and why he ended up in the predicament he was in. 10. If they don't bother to find out how or why, it's because they would rather assume. And I found out that assuming is dangerous. If they don't bother to find out how or why, it's because they would rather assume. 11, pay no attention to those who are judging you now without knowing your history. Do you hear me? Pay no attention to those who are judging you now without knowing your history. I want somebody to know you are not so messed up that you can't be delivered. That's number 12. You are not so messed up that you can't be delivered. 13. You have been tortured, bound in pain for so long, it's hard for you to recognize genuine help. I felt that. I know somebody needs that. Because you have people around you that are genuinely trying to help you, but you've been tortured and hurt so long you don't recognize genuine help. I'm saying to you tonight that God is sending you genuine help. 14, it's time to be delivered. 15, beloved, you are not the issues that are plaguing your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions. 16, it's time to regain your identity. Yes, it is, in the name of Jesus. 17, I know there are many issues going on inside of you that you are trying your best to deal with. Trying your best. And God knows you're trying your best. Tonight, God is coming to separate you from your issues. That's right. Tonight, God is coming to separate you from your issues. That's exactly why he has me on the air tonight. You're going to get delivered tonight in the name of Jesus. 18, stop trying to hold on to the familiar. Just because it is familiar. Stop Stop trying to hold on to the familiar just because it is familiar. It's time to be free. 19. God has seen your situation and given his permission. Every impure, evil spirit that has invaded your mind, your will, and emotions must be drowned out of your system tonight. Tonight. In the name of Jesus. 20. Depression will not take your life. You will live normally again and be in a healthy state of mind. 21. And when God gave me this, I felt this. I know this is for somebody. Really, this is my favorite point for tonight. I don't know why. Don't even know who needs to hear this. But here it goes. God is about to return you to who you were before. God is about to return you to who you were before. I could get stuck there all night. Keep going, keep going. 22. People who never tried to help you will now give testimony of your transformation. The God, 23, the God they tried to dismiss will now be the God you cling to. 24, through this trial, you discovered your purpose. Through this trial, what you're going through right now, through this trial, you discovered your purpose. Many close to you will be delivered, changed by what you have to say. 25, God always has families, generations in mind. He brought you back to amaze them. You are a witness to his power. And that's all he brought me on here to say tonight. That's the end of the message. If there's anybody online that desires prayer, you can match one if you're on the phone at this time, or if you're online, you can text me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Also, if you're on the phone and you don't want to be heard on the air and you have a prayer request, you can also text me at that number. Or you can email me for a private consultation in the things of God or prayer at prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. And also, God has blessed his ministry. If you need to hear this message again and you're not following me on Facebook or Twitter, you can just go to iTunes. It's a free podcast. All the shows are there. Look up Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. Once again, thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. I pray that you are blessed. If it wasn't for you, once again, pass it on to somebody because somebody's life is on the line right now. I'm going to play Need You Now. It's by Plum. Also, the first two songs I played, Jesus at the Center and I Will Run. The first song was by Israel Houghton. The second song was by Freddie Rodriguez. Need You Now, because we all need Jesus now, and it's by Plum. Okay. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. You're on the air.
Hi, yes, I'm just calling for prayer for my son, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Oh, thank you. Yes, what's he's going through, I think it's drug addiction.
Yes.
Just a number of things that's been happening one after the other. I think it's, and it's just, you know, this really needs salvation, deliverance, and healing.
I'm glad you heard this message tonight because it was for him.
Oh, glory.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you to bring deliverance to her son. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, clean his system up, God, and make him be the man that you called him to be, Lord God. Everything, Lord God, is plaguing his system, his mind, his will, and his emotions, Lord God. We flush it out on tonight, Lord God. We say that it does not belong to him, God. Every situation, Lord God, that has stemmed out of this drug use, Lord God, causing him to do things that is out of his character, Lord God. We ask that you would turn him, Lord God, to the son that she knew, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the son that she gave birth to, Lord God. Return her baby boy to her, Lord God. Let him start over afresh, anew, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Restore his future, Lord God. The enemy tried to steal it from him, Lord God, but I bind and I come against it in the name of Jesus. God, you said that you have plans for him, Lord God, plans to not harm him, Lord God, but to give him a future and a hope, Lord God. Tonight, Lord God, restore his future and restore his hope, Lord God. And I ask that you strengthen his mother, Lord God, to go through this transition with him, Lord God. I thank you for positioning her on the phone line tonight, Lord God, to receive this word on behalf of her son. It is done in the name of Jesus, and we count it as so. Thank you, Lord, in the name
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hold on, sis. It's going to be okay. God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. If there's anybody else on the line that desires prayer, you can match one at this time. If not, we're going to go to a song. It's called Need You Now by Plum, because as I was saying, we all need God now. Once again, I feel led to give my personal information out again. Once again, if you need me, you can call or text 865-408-8690, or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at Twitter at Prolific Fire, or Facebook.com/Prophetess Stacy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your word on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for delivering. God, I thank you for setting free, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for bringing that person back, Lord God, that the devil thought he had stolen. But not on tonight, Lord God. He has not stolen anybody's son. He has not stolen anybody's daughter, Lord God, or any other family member, Lord God. We're calling them all back tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you drown out whatever's in their system, Lord God. Release it, Lord God, and set them free, Lord God. Let them return to their right mind, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, give them inspiration, Lord God. Give them aspiration, Lord God, to know that they don't have to live the way that they're living. God, you have so much for them, so much, and you love them so much, God. I know the enemy has lied to them, has told them this and told them that, and they're using all kind of different devices, Lord God, to escape their pain, Lord God. But we thank you tonight, Lord God, that they're getting pain-free on tonight, Lord God. And when they come to their right mind, Lord God, they will be able to say that you did it. Nobody but you, Lord God. And tonight we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. That man whose arms you keep on showing me, Lord God, I thank you for delivering him, Lord God. I thank you for his second chance on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Once again, thank each and every one of you for joining me on tonight. In closing, I'm going to play Help Is On The Way, because your help truly is on the way. And it's by Michael W. Smith featuring Israel Houghton. I love you, and I will see you the same time next Monday. God bless. Help is on the way. After this song, that is the conclusion of the show.
People say time will heal, but you know they just don't feel what you feel. Come on, Israel. And times are hard, but God is so good. He's never failed you, and he said he never would. Your head, he's always close enough to hear every word you say.
Hey!
And when you're weak, he said it's so much more. His arm is long enough to reach you where you are. Yeah, he sees your
tears.
He finds your fears.
Just reach out
and take his hand.
He said he'd help you.
Just reach out
and take his hand.
We go tonight, family. I got another prayer request. It came in. It just came in. It says, "Hi, will you pray for my friend's daughter? She tried to commit suicide a couple of weeks ago, and she is a cutter." Father God, on tonight, God, we come against the spirit of suicide, God. We come against that spirit that has a cut in herself, God. We want her to know above anything else that there is freedom, and there is a freedom in another way, God. Restore her mind to her, Lord God. Restore her self-esteem to her, Lord God, that this type of thing would not occur again. I thank you for sparing her life, God, that it was an attempt and she did not succeed, Lord God. We come against the enemy, Lord God, that's trying to take her out. Her future is too strong to be held up like it is, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that all hindrances will be released on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that this will not be a second thought for her. She will not try it again, Lord God. Help her to see herself in a new way, God. And if there's a situation going on in her life that caused her to act out in this way, Lord God, I ask that you step into her life. God, change her situation, God. Heal the people and the things around her, Lord God, that caused her to get to this point, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for the love that you have for her, Lord God, her little feeling. God, I ask that you put your arms around her, Lord God. Let her spirit feel something different on tonight. She may not know what it is, Lord God, but bring about change in this young lady's life in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for breaking the enemy's hands off her life on tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for this cutter, because, you know, cutters are dear to my heart. I don't know why, but I thank you for her, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that she don't have to cut herself no more, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that every scar that she's put on herself, those are scars that Jesus has already took on his body, and she is fully recovered in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. Good night.